Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
What does the future of TV watching entail? The new Hulu could offer a first glimpse.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Word on the street is that TV watching is about to get better. We're in a TV renaissance of sorts. We've been in a streaming digital world for some time, yet the TV industry has been slow to catch up. But if you ask the Wall Street Journal's personal tech columnist, Jeffrey Fowler, that could start to change, and perhaps the new Hulu is the first step. Joining us now with more in our New York studio is the Wall Street Journal's Jeff Fowler. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. We were just talking about this. TV has become very overwhelming. I get overwhelmed. I open Hulu. I open a lot of these streaming apps, and I don't know what to do with myself. And I'm anxiously looking for ways to sort through all the content, all the channels, all the shows. Hulu seems like it's on the right track. I opened it up on my Apple TV, and it got a major facelift. What are they doing to kind of change the TV watching game?
Yeah, well, if you think about it, the core of watching TV, cable TV, live TV hasn't changed since the 80s, right?
Wow.
It's that electronic program guide, the listing of the channels, and then the half hour and the hour, what's coming next. In like the 1999, we got the DVR, which kind of like added on top of that the TiVo, but still it's basically built around this notion of channels. But the problem is since then, there's been this explosion of new content, right? There's the on-demand stuff that people like Hulu have been giving us and Netflix and more. And it's just gotten to this point where TV is just kind of unmanageable for
right.
a lot of people. So Hulu took this opportunity where now in the last year or two, we've been able to get live cable channels over the internet. This is the cable cutting revolution,
mm-hmm.
right? They're the latest one to join this this world. There's now five different services, starting with Sling, that let you get these cable channels live over the internet. But Hulu took this opportunity to say, let's blow up not only what we had before, but like everything that we've known about how you experience television and think of it like you would in 2017. And so their experience now, it's kind of mind-bending. You open up the app and there's just one thing in front of you. It's not, here's what's on 57 channels right now. It's not, here's, you know, 16 different little boxes with different shows. It's, we have an artificial intelligence that has learned about you and it's going to tell you, you should watch this.
And that's the game changer here. So the idea is to give our minds less to do, let the AI figure things out, and that's where the trend is shifting. Is that sort of what 2017 TV watching should entail?
To me, I think so, because we see that other areas of entertainment and other choices we have to make in our life where the internet has exploded the possibilities are also going down this same path. I mean, one of the things now that makes Spotify so awesome,
yeah.
for example, is that they make these daily playlists for you where they look at all of your habits and patterns.
Daily.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't we have that for television?
Right.
And television's just been so slow to change. And that's largely been had to do with those cable companies, which kind of had a monopoly before
right.
and didn't really have to evolve and, you know, keep up. And these apps that can now compete with them, you know, stream instead of subscribe to cable through a box, they're pushing it.
So who are Hulu's main competitors? Because there's a few, like you mentioned, you know, five of them or at least, right? Are they in the same boat here? Are they mixing it up and keeping up with the changing times or trying to at least?
Yeah, you're actually seeing a lot of interesting ideas, some more so than others. Sling TV was the first one to come out. And when you open its app, it's not just one thing on the screen, but it's a much more customized view of what they think that you're going to want to watch. The channels that you watch most often, the show that you watch most often, they're right there on that homepage. You're seeing them do that. You know, this is even actually pushing some traditional cable companies to evolve as well.
Mm-hmm.
In my testing, I was using all five of those streaming TV services and also the new X1 box from Comcast, which again doesn't look like the cable box that you used maybe 10 years ago, and in fact has a whole section called For You, where they're also starting to use some algorithmic intelligence
yeah.
to tell you what to watch.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jeff Fowler about the new Hulu TV and how it might hint at what the future of TV is like. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Support for the Wall Street Journal and the following message comes from Wonder Capital. Wonder Capital's online investment platform allows you to invest in solar energy projects across the U.S. Earn up to 8.5% annually, while also diversifying your portfolio, curbing pollution, and combating global climate change. In fact, investors like you financed 40 large-scale solar projects in 2016, offsetting the CO2 emissions from 2.8 million pounds of burned coal. You can begin investing with as little as $1,000. And best of all, Wonder Capital doesn't charge any investor fees. To learn more, create an account for free at wondercapital.com/WSJ. Wonder Capital. Do well and do good. Past performance is not an indicator of future gains.
Thanks for joining us. It's important to note that you get what you pay for, right? Mm-hmm. So if you were going to utilize this in the optimal way, you know, you need a subscription, you need to pay for wireless. So
internet, yeah.
You know, so it's not necessarily something that's going to cut costs,
exactly.
But you do what you have to for your optimal viewing pleasure, I guess.
Yeah, this has been one of the big lessons of the cable cutting movement, that these services that have come along aren't actually going to save you money. Because by the time you pay for all these things and get actually the content that you want, you're probably going to spend as much as you would with a regular cable subscription.
That's what happens, right? I always like do the math and it's just like, nope, paying the exact same thing.
I talked to Hulu about this, and what they say is the audience that they're really going for is people who maybe are annoyed by their cable subscription and some of the things that come with cable, like mm-hmm. what a pain it is to have to like change it or cancel it, or
the bundle
and the commitments and all that kind of stuff. But these people don't mind paying for access to stuff they actually want to watch in a way that's convenient. So Hulu's, and the same with Sling and some of these other ones, they're going after a market of people, sometimes called cable shavers, who want good stuff but just want it in a really good way. And so that's why they're pushing so hard on the technology to reinvent the experience. Not only does it have this artificial intelligence in it that is going to, you know, make it easier to sort through all the stuff out there, but they also have it so it works equally as well on your phone as on your big TV, on your tablet. It's the same experience. You take all that stuff with you wherever you go. So it's not – TV is no longer something that just lives on your TV. It goes with you. I took mine to the gym on the elliptical there, and I was watching my DVR'd Rachel Maddow, you know, just like I would be if I was at home.
Yeah. No, I think that's key, and I think that's – I mean, it's a good step in the right direction. So we'll leave it right there. Jeff Fowler, thanks as always.
You bet.
For more on personal tech columnist Jeff Fowler's pieces, you can head to wsj.com/tech. That will do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.